President Biden with the Pope, a deeply personal and spiritual moment for the US's second ever Catholic president, but also a chance to discuss the most pressing issues, at the top of the list, the climate emergency. The Biden administration had hoped by now to have passed its massive spending legislation, giving the president the ability to match his words on climate with action. But there's been no breakthrough. As the US president toured Rome with his motorcade of 85 vehicles, the UN Secretary General said all roads to success at the climate conference in Glasgow in just a few days pass through Rome. What is the minimum G20 countries must deliver at this summit for there to be a chance of a success at COP26 in Glasgow?
We are still above what the scientists tell us that are the levels of emission that should be needed in 2030 and in 2050. And it is clear that it leads nowhere if developed countries will try to blame emerging economies and emerging economies will try to blame developed countries. This is the moment for everybody to do the maximum.
G20 leaders have been arriving in the Italian capital, including some like the Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who face the most criticism from climate campaigners.
A senior UN source has told me that the pre-summit negotiations conducted by the leaders' envoys, known as Sherpas, have been extremely difficult. There's been some positive movement on the global distribution of COVID-19 vaccinations, but on the key issue, the climate emergency, there's been absolutely no progress. Another issue complicating things is the fact that some leaders, notably Russia's President Putin and China's President Xi, will not be travelling to Rome or Glasgow and will be attending this G20 remotely. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Rome.